Just 1 minute, Roy, just...
I'm taking it.
raid of the ghetto areas, and John Gardner came in, who's a very able man, and said it's just awful that these young kids start in Head Start and then they lose back, and if we just had a little money, it'd be helpful. And Bill Word said, now let me tell you, here's this study, and he went into the ghetto study, and I sat there with the budget director, and it's late at night, and we were all tired, and I said, how much does it take to do that? And they said, well, Mr. President, it'll have to go over $2 billion. Said it'll have to, it'll take at least another $300 million. I said, well, what's the total? They said, it'll be $2.06 billion. And I said, then last year's $1.06 billion. I said, that's $460 million more. I said, that's right. And I said, all right, put it in. I said, well, now, where can we get it? Can we, we don't have it. Does it add on to the budget, or what do you do? You're going to have to get a tax bill with it? I said, well, don't worry about that. You charge that to me. I'll make up the $460 million. Now, I thought that was a rather courageous decision, a rather strong one, and a rather heavy one. They came to me, model cities. I said, how much is authorized? How much will Congress let you? Said, $400 million. I said, put it all in, every dime of it. And then to have folks come along and give out statements and say that that only got 48 words in something. They don't know where the Negro problem is. They don't know that it's in education, and it's in health, and it's fair draft, and it's in model cities, and it's in ghettos, and it's in Head Start. Social Security, I'm spending $4.1 billion. Now, we take every person on Social Security that gets $40 a month, and we automatically raise it to 70. Now, I didn't say that a third of those were Negroes.
No. In the same way, it applies to the minimum wage and the coverage of the minimum wage.
That's right.
It all adds up.
Well, Roy, God bless that we got one like you.
I'd like to ask you one thing, sir.
All right, sure.
What about your teachers' corps?
Well, Doug Cater is going now to see the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He had a memo in last night and asked me permission to go and talk to him and try to see that we could get the full amount authorized. But if you want me to tell you something, in my judgment, as of tonight, I just met with George Meany and 15 of his people. I don't want it in the papers, and I don't want to advertise. My judgment is our whole damn program's dead as a doornail. I think the Republicans have taken over. I think they're in control. I think our own people have split up. I think we've got people running for office in the Democratic Party picking at us and trying to drive us down. And instead of making heroes of us, they want to make us look like heels, so it makes them look good. And I think that I told George Meany and all of his group, and they said, oh, God, help us. Why do you think it? I said, well, look at Rule 21.
That's right.
The first thing Louis Martin came out this morning. He sent 5,000 copies of the Wall Street Journal out that showed that Gerry Ford and the Southern Confederates had gone together, and they ran over McCormick on the first vote. And McCormick is old, and Albert's sick, and Hale Boggs has got a gallbladder trouble. And there's just nobody up there to do it, and they all want to. Unless we can get the constituencies of these programs, of housing and of all these things, and get them together, labor, Meany says his group's going to go to bat. So if we can get them. But I had to have somebody call Martin Luther King today, and he's all upset we hadn't done enough for the civil rights program.
Mr. President, I won't talk about Martin, but he stays away from everything and then comes in with criticism.
That's right.
I don't mind a man who criticizes if he goes in there in the heat of battle and does his damnedest. But a man who stands off of the side and looks over the situation and then 6 months later comes up with a, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. No, I can't go that.
Abernathy gave me hell today about not doing anything in my message for the Negroes last night. It just made me want to cry. My wife, I went home today at lunch, and she said that I just cannot understand how people can do that way.
Yeah.
And I thought I was being able and shrewd and putting it in terms that they would appreciate, that would give the dignity to the individual.
Sure.
I thought that's what I was
not
doing.
Not only terms they could understand, but terms that the rest of the country would buy.
That's what I thought. That's what Harry McPherson, that's what Bill Moyers, that's what Cliff Alexander, every one of us at work like dogs, Louis Martin. But Abernathy jumped on us, and I said that we hadn't done enough. Well, we're going to keep on trying as long
Very
as we
good.
Got you in this country.
Well, I'm down here just tonight on Rule 22.
This well, God bless you.
This is what we're working on here
well.
Tonight. We have about 300 people out here tonight and about 100 organizations represented.
Well,
we also are blessed, or cursed rather, with our SNCC friends and with our CORE friends who are trying to switch this thing into a Powell meeting. And we headed that off with an overwhelming vote of about 190-11. They want to scrap the agenda and make the whole thing Powell. But that's my little small headache compared to all your headaches. We'll take care of our end, and you stay in there pitching.
I'll do it.
We'll be right with you.
I'll be with you as long as you're around.
Thank you.
Bye.